Hi, I'm Scott, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Kartik Bharathi talking about Power Apps. We've got a couple of different Power App videos. We did a 101 where you made kind of a basic application. You made it from a blank slate. Mm-hmm. But you can also make Power App applications using a template, is that correct?
Yes. So let's say you want to bootstrap your application with a default set of layouts, some sample data, try out what the app looks like, start from template.
Okay, and you've got the template, which has lots of different, you know, like a gallery of designs.
Yep.
You can also start from data and pull something in and really kind of go with a CRUD list type of a thing.
That's right.
So, and this is the Windows desktop one, though, and I see that it says here, choose device, phone, or tablet. What's going on there?
So when you're on a desktop, your form factor is it's bigger. So you can create apps for your desktop, or you can also create apps for your phone. Mm-hmm. So you get to choose the option between a phone and a tablet. When you're on your phone, you have a similar experience, but what comes out is actually a phone app.
So okay. And I assume that a more advanced Power Apps development cycle could have some kind of responsive design.
Oh, yes, yes. We can. So whenever you have app settings, you can always click on screen orientation and choose your screen orientation.
Oh.
And you can lock aspect ratios and the orientation as well. There are a bunch of settings available when you create apps.
So I thought that I would go into the Power Apps application and do all of my design work there, and then I would deploy it to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you said I can actually make an app from my phone.
Yes.
Which kind of blew my mind.
Oh, we can, let's try that. So I have my iPhone ready, so let me switch to my iPhone.
So you're using, what have you got here? You're using an application called Air Server, so you're basically mirroring.
That's right. So let me go to my home screen, and there you see, I have my Air Server that's projecting from my iPhone.
Okay, this is a real iPhone. It's not an emulator.
It's not.
It just happens to be your iPhone screen.
Yep. And what I have done is I've downloaded the Power App that you see.
Okay.
I've downloaded from the Apple Store. When I start off the Power Apps client, it presents me an option to say, hey, do you want to create a new app from template?
Mm-hmm.
App from data is still coming soon on an iPhone.
Okay.
You can open and run apps that you've previously created.
Right.
You can also create connections that can run, help get data for the app.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and create an app from template. So I'm going to say start from template. And I have a bunch of templates that I can start off with. Personally, I like the Opportunity Tracker one.
Okay.
It's more graphical, there's a bunch of more interaction in the app.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click on it, you get to see the sample images that are part of the app. So typically, there's a list view, there's a way you can create, delete, or edit an existing item, typically CRUD operations that happen on your data.
So in this example here, it's an opportunity tracking app, but if you're out in the field and you're thinking about, like, you know, I'm imagining an app, and it's going to have some charts, and we're going to be tracking, it could be whatever. It doesn't have to be opportunities.
Yes.
It's just, is this the shape of your data?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yes. You can use this as your starting point, and then you could go edit your Excel file and have your custom
app built. Am I limited to this? I can add screens afterwards, right?
Oh,
this
you
is
can.
A jump start.
Yes. This is a jump start, and you can always switch to Windows. You can edit the same app and then start adding more screens.
Ah, that's a really good point. So even though someone who's watching, maybe a pro developer, a Visual Studio hardcore developer is watching, and they might be thinking, he's going to make an app from his phone. That's silly.
Mm-hmm.
You can take this, jump start it on your phone. You're out in the field. You had an idea.
Yep.
Then you go to your Windows machine, and you keep developing it in a larger, richer environment.
Yes, you can
then,
do that.
And then redeploy it and share it.
Totally.
Okay.
And in fact, you can also you can choose to run the app once you deploy it. You can run it on other devices too.
Okay, so just because I made it on an iPhone, it's still going to run everywhere?
Yes.
All right, let's see it.
Okay. So what I have is I've also configured a connection, so the sample data needs to be stored somewhere. Currently, we support storing it in Dropbox, Google Drive, or OneDrive. In this case, I've chosen my personal Dropbox account where the Excel file would be stored.
Okay.
And I click that little icon on the top right, and then it asks me to name the Power App. I'm going to say...
And Power Apps are being stored under your account. So I noticed that when you said open, you know, you had a bunch of demo apps and junk apps that you'd been created.
Yep.
They're all just kept in the cloud, aren't they?
That's right. So they're always available, and you can edit those, you can share those. In fact, you can pin those on your home screen. So that's a quick way to launch the app right from your app home screen as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So let me go ahead and create the app. It takes a bunch of sample data from the template, pushes it to my Dropbox account. Mm-hmm. It generates the whole Power App.
What is it, in this particular example, and every app's different, of course I could store things in a database, I could store things in any connection. Mm-hmm. You're using the most basic thing, a Dropbox or a OneDrive. Yep. Are we storing an Excel file, or what's going in that mm-hmm. folder?
It's just you create a folder called Power Apps, and in it, you will have a bunch of templates. Like you can create an opportunity tracker, you could create
but event the data itself is being stored in?
It's an XLS file in Dropbox.
In this example?
Yes.
But it could be any data source?
Yeah, technically. But for all templates, they're always Excel files at the
moment. Oh, interesting. Why is that?
It's a collection of data, and then there are also images, and it's more easier to manipulate. The whole notion of tabular data comes into picture.
Oh, that's a good point.
So it's more easier.
So for the business user who's jumpstarting something, this is kind of a simple database with air quotes.
Yep.
And then they can go and take that and put it into their actual backend database.
That's right. Okay. So I have my app here. There's a whole bunch of interactivity. I can click on the numbers and look at only
this. This is a real app.
This is a real app.
Now it's officially. You've made an instance of this app, and it's real. Add, remove data, the whole thing.
Yep. I can go to opportunities. I can go to dashboard. I could click on plus and add a new opportunity. Mm-hmm. All of it is supported.
Okay, cool.
So what we also want to do is we can look at the app running on Windows and see that, hey, you know what, once you've published it, it's available on
Windows. Right. So you made a phone app, and now we are aware that it is in the phone orientation. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, in this case, portrait.
Yep.
So you can go and open this app now on Windows from Power Apps.
That's right. So before that, there's one small gesture that I want to highlight, which is how you close this app and go to another app. So notice that I'm clicking on the leftmost side of my screen.
And if we look very, very carefully here, actually, go ahead and go back to the left. There's a little tiny three dots there, a little handle there.
Yep. That's an indicator that, hey, there's something you can slide and exit the app. Notice that there's a helper that says slide and exit the app, and then you're back in your home screen. You can create more apps, you can open other apps or connections.
I see. Okay. So that's in the cloud. So we'll put the iPhone down and switch over to Windows.
Yep. So let me go back to Windows, and I can click on open, and I need to search for the Channel 9 app. There you go. The Channel 9 app is now available. I need to tap and download the app because it's in the cloud. Mm-hmm.
It says they're downloaded, so you modified 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Now it says this Power App uses Dropbox. It figured out your connection.
Yep.
You could change it to a different connection if you wanted to.
Exactly. In this case, my connections are available in the cloud. It's common for all my devices. I don't have to recreate connections. So it detected that, hey, you have a Dropbox account. Do you want to use it? You can always change it if you wish to.
Nice.
And if this app was shared with you, you would be asked with your Dropbox credentials, and you would have to point to the same folder that I have created.
Okay, so you launch the app. Now, am I going to ever see that dialogue again? So
once it's once only. It's more of a consent if you have connections already available. An app could use camera, for example, or location like we saw previously, and it's more of a consent to say, hey, can this app use this? And you can go ahead and launch.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's coming down now. It's downloading the app and configuring the connection.
Yep.
So then this app is going to start running.
Yes.
And again, it is going to be a portrait, but as we saw at the beginning, we can make changes and make responsive apps or however we want to do
it. So what you see here is the same phone app. The layout is what you would see, like it's in portrait mode as you would see in an iPhone. Mm-hmm. You could always
edit it. It is the same app.
It is the same app. You can go to dashboard. You can go to opportunities. You could search. It's fully functional. It's available both on iPhone and Windows now.
And do I understand that this is powered by Apache Cordova technology?
It is, yes.
But these are able to do native things. They're native apps that can call locations and save to the local disk on the device and cameras and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That's pretty slick.
Yep.
So then you can go and share this with somebody, couldn't you?
Yes. Let's try that. So
could you share it with me?
Yes.
That would be totally cool. We should try that.
What I can is, in terms of gesture, now once you're on Windows, Windows has a paradigm to slide down from a menu bar and then exit.
Right.
So we have the same pattern for all of Windows apps. And then you can right-click or you can click Escape, and then you click on Exit, and you're taken back to the list of open apps. Mm-hmm. Now, what I can do is I can click on this little Share button, And when I click on it, I get a panel that says, hey, whom do you want to share it with?
Mm-hmm. I'm Scott H.A. I'm logging into, there you are. I'm logging in now to Power Apps on my machine here. Mm-hmm.
Then I can choose to give you edit permissions should you continue to build and improve the app.
Oh, so you can let me remix the app.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Ah, that's cool.
And you can also just give view permissions. Okay. And then you can share the app. Sharing also triggers an email, so you get an email notification saying that, hey, you know what, Karthik just shared an app with you. Do you want to download the Power Apps client? Do you want to open the app? And there you go, the Power App has been shared with.
Okay. So then I assume that I'm going to get an email about that from you, and that'll appear in my Power Apps application. Mm-hmm. Oh, Channel 9 Demo Tracker.
Okay, there you
go. Just showed up. Oh, now it's asking about my Dropbox.
Yes. So the interesting part is your Dropbox connection needs to point to my folder. So I need to go to Dropbox, and I need to add your Dropbox account.
Because it's my app now. It's my,
exactly.
It's an instance of my application.
Exactly.
So now it says sign into Dropbox on my machine over here. And it says Power Apps wants to access your Dropbox. So then I can say allow. Mm-hmm. So this is a very similar flow, like an OAuth flow that you see with like Twitter and a lot of social apps right now. So now it's saying this Power Apps uses Scott Hanselman's Dropbox. Mm. I'm not going to have your data.
Yes. So in this case, your connection to Dropbox, your Scott Hanselman account.
Right.
Needs to be shared. Like, I have to share my folder with your Dropbox
account.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And of course, if this was a database, then the connection to the database might mean my credentials to a shared database.
Exactly.
Or my credentials to a shared backend, you know, system or whatever.
Yes.
And now, locally here on my machine, it just says opening. And then the app is starting up. That's the exact app that you made. This is really cool. You made an app on your iPhone. You modified it on your Windows machine. You shared it to me. I authed it into my Dropbox, and now it's starting up on this Windows tablet here, and there it is.
Yep. For the data to show up, I think it
Well, it has no data because the data was created during your your new project. But I can go and make new opportunities here, and it gets saved into my Dropbox.
Yes.
That's cool. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Very cool. We're learning all about Power Apps here on Azure Friday.